The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to be talking about American Heart Association's Hudson Valley Heart Health Walk, which is happening soon. And we have the chair of the Heart Walk with us, and he is a good friend and a colleague and leads an organization that has done so much to promote the health and well-being of Ulster County residents and Ellendale residents. And he is Steve Kelly. Steve is CEO of Ellendale Regional Hospital. He's been there since 2003. He is a graduate of Rochester Institute of Technology, and he holds an MBA from Union College. And as I said, a great leader doing really, really groundbreaking things to promote the well-being of our residents. So, Steve, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you very much, and very nice to be here.
It's great to have you. So, Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into healthcare?
Well, healthcare is actually a third career for me. My first career was in IT. I have a degree from RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology, in business with a minor in computer science, which set me up for being able to work for some of the large IT companies. In those days, IBM was the largest, and I worked for IBM. And then the third or fourth largest was Control Data, and I spent some time with them. And then I worked for a CPA firm, heading up their computer consulting group. And then I broke out on my own with other partners and was an entrepreneur in that space and reasonably successful. You know, liked what I did. It was exciting. It certainly was exciting. Great way to start your life. You know, I had kind of an epiphany in my late 20s. I visited my 90-some-year-old grandfather, and I was telling him about my success, you know, owning a house before I was 25, new cars, new clothes, lots of fancy vacations, wanting to be proud of his grandson. And my grandfather was a farmer and a Presbyterian minister and could not have been more turned off by all that bragging and boasting and that. So he told me he was disappointed in me and that he had great faith in God and maybe my children or my grandchildren might amount to something. And, you know, that I was at first very angry and offended. And then it sort of grated on me. And over time, I made some changes and decided that I would go back to school and change careers. So I went to Union College and I got my graduate degree there in business with a health administration. And nobody would hire me because I didn't have any healthcare experience. I was a research scientist. I worked at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute and helped to develop their reimbursement system called Resource Utilization Groups, or RUGs, which was for long-term care, and it's still being used in much of the country. It was replaced here in New York a couple of years ago after like 25 years, so it was pretty successful. And then after that, some folks from the health department liked me and asked me to lead a similar project to design a patient classification system for the basis for reimbursement for ER visits, for emergency services. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for 3 years, and my mom got sick, and I was from down in the New Paltz area, and you know, some things changed, and I decided that I would move back to the Hudson Valley, or the lower Hudson Valley, mid-Hudson Valley, I should say. Mm-hmm. And that's where I live still to this day. And I was able to get a job at Kingston Hospital, then Kingston Hospital, working for Tony Marmo, who I'm still very close with. I was at a dinner and sat with him just last Friday. So as part of that assignment working at Kingston Hospital, one of my assignments was representing Kingston Hospital in the first bankruptcy of Ellendale Community Hospital. And the outcome of that was I became the chairman of the creditors committee and sold Ellendale Hospital to Westchester Medical Center. And no good deed goes unpunished. And a few years later, the hospital was back basically on the brink of closure, and Westchester entered into a management contract with Kingston, and I was sent down here to to try and turn the place around. And within a couple of months, it fell into bankruptcy. And then over a period of 18 months, we were able to come up with a recovery plan, and we were able to become independent and no longer have a parent, which is, so we're not part of Westchester Medical Center anymore. So we have no safety net, but we get to chart our own course, which I think has been very helpful for us.
Yeah, you've done really innovative things, really wonderful things there, Steve. But before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about, if we could, about the Heart Walk itself. You were past chair of the Heart Walk. And you are this year. Tell us why that is, what the Heart, before we get into the details of the Heart Walk itself.
All right. So I was on, Tony Marmo was on the board of the American Heart Association, and he encouraged me to join that board also. And I did. I served on it for, I don't know, maybe 10 years. And I became the chair of it. And I served, I think, three terms as chair, which, you know, was pretty long. I was never the chair of the Heart Walk. I was the chair of the board.
Oh, okay.
And so I have a long association with the American Heart Association, very strong.
And when is this year's Heart Walk? And then you can tell us a little bit about what happens there.
All right. Well, the Heart Walk this year is Saturday, April 27th. The check-in is at 8:30. Program begins at 9. When I'll have a few words, I'll be talking about my recent experience. So I'm kind of a survivor now, as mm-hmm. opposed to somebody who could just talk about it. I'm now living it. Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe I should even just mention that. So yeah. In January, I went to see my cardiologist, Dr. Sandeep Joshi, who is part of the Heart Center and works out of Ellenville part of his time. He had been following me for a number of years, a little touch of high blood pressure, a little bit of cholesterol issues, which I've had for a long time, but nothing terribly serious. I'm in good health, or at least so I thought. And he said to me, you're looking a little tired. Are you feeling okay? I said, well, you know, it's Friday afternoon. That's when I schedule appointments so that it doesn't cut into my week too much. No, so there's not much left because I leave it all in the field. So by Friday afternoon, I'm usually very tired, and I am tired.
Yeah, I get that.
So he says, you're having any shortness of breath. And I said, no. I said, how about chest pain? I said, no, I have no chest pain. I feel fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I just happen to work long days and long weeks. I love what I do, so that doesn't really feel like work. I'm not complaining, but I'm tired. I think that's normal for most people. And he said, I'm going to order some blood work. And, you know, it's been a couple of years since you had a stress test. Why don't we do that? And I said, oh, that sounds fine. So I had the blood work. I suspect that I saw the results before he did because they're immediately available to you on their portal. They were all normal. Blood work's normal. I go in to have the stress test. And the way a stress test works is you have an ultrasound. It's called an echo, which is a cardiac ultrasound rest. And then they have you walk on a treadmill. And then over time, they raise the angle. So you're basically going uphill and they speed up the treadmill. So it's mm-hmm. it's not called a stress test for nothing.
Right.
I'm sweaty and you get tired. And so I, of course, scheduled that for, you guessed it, on a Friday afternoon because I didn't want to be all sweaty all day long and I'm busy. So then after your heart is stressed, they give you another echo and he wheeled the machine over and he showed me the two images side by side of my heart beating along happily at rest. And then it was like spazzing out. It was like all over the place. It didn't look like a heart even. It was like a blob. Wow. That was, and I said, oh, that doesn't look very good.
So you can appear to be healthy for all intents and purposes and really not.
Yeah.
Wow. What
we said, I said, you know, well, that doesn't look good. What is it? He said, that's VTAC, ventricular tachycardia. Mm-hmm. Said, oh, that doesn't even sound good. It sounds like a disease. He said, well, it kind of is a disease. Yes. And I said, well, what causes that? He said, well, you know, it could be a lot of things, but it could be maybe a blockage. So you'll have to have a cath next week. So I said, well, I'm really busy on Monday. I have a board meeting on Tuesday. I'm going skiing with my grandson on Wednesday. How about Thursday? He says, do you really want to wait? I said, well, you know, I'm busy. I don't have time to be sick. He goes, okay.
Nobody does.
And so then I requested Dr. Jaffer, who's someone I've known, who's an interventional cardiologist at Vassar. And I wanted him because I know him. I have a real confidence in him. I've known him for 20 years. And that's who I wanted. And he said, well, do you really... You know, the other doctors are great, too. And I said, I'm sure they are, but that's who I want. So anyway, it turned out he was available. And the next Thursday, I had the cath. And so the outcome of that is I had to have 4 stents placed to open up blockages.
Wow.
And I feel vastly better today than I did then. I really think I dodged an imminent bullet. I didn't realize how sick I was. And I just thought I was getting older. And I thought that, you know, everything was getting harder. Going to the gym was harder. And it was hard. I just kept working harder, trying to just fight through it. And I think that I was probably close to having a heart attack.
Wow.
And it was avoided by having those stents.
Everything you just described could easily be me. We're roughly the same age. Yeah. So before before we are running out of time, so we're going to take a very short break, and I want to hear more about, you know, we'll talk more about prevention factors. We'll talk more about the Heart Walk itself, which is happening on Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 at the Walkway on the Hudson. We'll talk about how you can go about registering. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking about the American Heart Association's Hudson Valley Health Walk. I mean, that's Hudson Valley Heart Health Walk, excuse me.
Just Heart Walk.
Yeah, Heart Walk. And we have with us Steve Kelly, who's the chair of this year's Heart Walk, and he is CEO of Ellenville Regional Hospital. Steve, before the break, we talked about some of your experiences in getting into healthcare and some of your own personal issues with heart disease. And we did mention that the Heart Walk is taking place on Saturday, April 27th. At the Walkway on the Hudson. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they get there. Tell us all about the fun and excitement there.
It's really like a carnival. This is the largest fundraising event that the American Heart Association has every year. And people can start on either side. They can start over at 61 Parker Avenue in Poughkeepsie or at 87 Haviland Road in Highland. They're welcome to come from either side. The Heart Walk, this is the 2024 is the centennial year of the American Heart Association, so it's our 100th birthday. That's pretty big deal. There'll be sponsors tables there with lots of giveaways and information about heart health. You can have your blood pressure checked. You can learn hands-on about CPR. You can have fun at our social media station that'll be broadcasting from there. You'll hear moving survivor stories like the one that I just told in the last few minutes. And that's really convinced me in real life that this is so important. This is life and death for, it's the leading cause of death for here in America is heart disease. And the third leading cause is stroke, which is also covered by the American Heart Association.
Mm-hmm. It's a leading cause of death in Ulster County for that matter. And as you know, Steve, we did convene recently a heart disease prevention team where we brought together professionals and and leaders from the community, such as your team, to really look at what we can do to enhance prevention, awareness, intervention, and so on. And let's talk about the preventative factors a little bit, because I think they're really important. American Heart Association has something called Life's Essential Eight.
Yes.
And there are eight measures that they've designated that that can help us prevent heart disease and attain better heart health. Would you like to talk about those a bit?
Sure. So those Life's Essential Eight are exercise, eating well, maintaining a healthy weight, don't smoke, keep your cholesterol in check, keep your blood pressure in check, keep your blood sugar in check, and get enough sleep. So those are the eight essential components, the life's essential components that protect your heart. And I can see out of those eight, yeah, I wasn't very good at quite a few of those.
Yeah.
So I never had weight issues, but I ate a lot of not so healthy food in my life. While I've exercised a lot later in life, I didn't exercise anywhere near enough in my 20s and 30s as I did in my 40s and 50s. And I've been on cholesterol meds since I was 40. And I did have a touch of high blood pressure that's managed, and I don't have the sugar issue. And sleep. Sleep has always been a problem for me. So
me too.
It's a problem. And my wife told me that somebody snored in our bedroom, but I'm sure it wasn't me. But so even when I slept, I didn't sleep very well is the point, because you're kind of gasping for air because of that. And remarkably, after I had those stents, I don't snore anymore.
Yeah. You know, what's really interesting I found, and I've been going to the gym now for probably 17 years. And when I tell my friends about, you know, the importance of exercise, they say, oh, I don't have time to do that. Well, really, it's just kind of like what you said about, like, I don't have time to get to go for a checkup and for a stress test, right? Nobody has spare time, but you know, exercise and eating well and getting enough sleep are healthy habits that we must do if we expect to live quality lives and healthy lives. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't mean that it has to be really draconian. For instance, exercise. We tell people that if you get 30 minutes of exercise a day, and it doesn't have to be a formal exercise program, it doesn't have to be weightlifting, it could be taking your partner on a walk on the rail trail, taking your dog out, doing something that's enjoyable. Because if you combine enjoyable with the exercise, then it's something that you want to do instead of something that you have to do.
I actually always feel better after I exercise, and I exercise pretty regularly. I belong to a gym, work out a little bit. I'm doing a lot more cardio than I used to.
Yeah, and it's also, I find, and it's proven that exercise also has other benefits like fighting depression and anxiety. It's proven. I know that I go to the gym as much for mental health as I do for physical health, but it all really matters. So what other kind of, what in terms of preventative screenings, like what should people be doing, like when they talk, or what questions should they be asking their healthcare providers?
Well, they should be looking at their blood pressure. Blood pressure is very dangerous when it gets too high. Mm-hmm. Maintaining a healthy weight, mm-hmm. and fighting depression and anxiety. We live in a culture now where there is a lot of stress on us that causes anxiety, sometimes causes depression. Mm-hmm. We need to go to the gym. It's also good to have friends that you do that with. Mm-hmm. So you have someone with you, maybe just going for a walk and taking your dog.
Substituting like unsweetened tea or water for sugar sweetened beverages is a biggie too in there.
Cutting down on the carbohydrates. I think that when they did that food pyramid, when, I'm dating myself here, but when I was in school and they talked about the bottom of the pyramid being all of those
carbs,
cereals and carbs.
Yeah.
You know who it was who paid for that research, and they made fat the evil. And it turns out that carbs are worse than fat, I think, in our lives. But we need to figure out how to have more proteins in our diet, more vegetables, more fruits, and less red meat. and a lot less carbohydrates.
So, Steve, so the Heart Walk takes place on Saturday, April 27th. The check-in is at 8:30 on either side of the walkway over the Hudson. And there's also a registration link here. I think you have it in your notes as well. Would you like to tell our listeners what that is?
Yes. You can register for the Heart Walk at www.heart.org/Hudson Valley Heart Walk.
And
so I'll do that again. www.heart.org/Hudson Valley Heart Walk. Please sign up and register and give generously, because this is the organization that has done more to fund research for all kinds of things, including the stents that are inside of me and are keeping me alive and healthy.
Right. And listeners, you can go also, if you want to learn more about Life's Essential Eight, which are the preventative factors, you can go to mylifecheck.heart.org. And if you want to learn more about the American Heart Association, just go to heart.org. Oregon. I urge all of you, bring your friends, bring your family, join the Heart Walk, have some fun. This is what we're talking about, exercise and fun together in the same place. It's a wonderful thing. Steve, thank you so much for not only chairing this Heart Walk, which is so important, but also for all of the work that you and your team and your colleagues do at Ellendale Regional Hospital. So much that I couldn't even begin to list it all here, but it's really amazing work and we really appreciate it and value it.
Well, thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. And it's my pleasure and privilege to volunteer and to volunteer my time and effort and money to such an important charity that is addressing the leading cause of death in the United States.
Thank you. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.
If you're caring for one of the 16 million Americans living with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you probably have many questions. COPD makes it harder to breathe and worsens over time. As a caregiver, you may juggle many roles. Being connected to the right resources can help. That's why the Learn More, Breathe Better program and Respiratory Health Association created the COPD Caregivers Toolkit. This free toolkit will help you better understand the disease, prepare for doctor's appointments, navigate home life changes, help after a COPD flare-up, and stay mentally and physically healthy through it all. Help your loved one live better with COPD. Visit nhlbi.nih.gov/COPD-caregivers.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. It can feel like a race against time. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, it's essential to know that you don't have to confront lung cancer alone. Through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. From screening, treatment, and survivorship support, to finding the right care close to home, we are your community. As your friends, your guides, your teachers, your advocates, and your support system, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.